at least 70 anti-government protesters have been killed in Hama. This is ABC News.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my...
Got it in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome and good morning. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am Kim, and I welcome you so much. I'm so glad that you joined us today.
It's Motivational Monday.
It is, and I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau here with me, and we have a great day for you. It is actually the 1st of August, it's a Monday.
It's the 1st of August, the middle of summer. Hopefully nobody's got those summertime blues.
No, and you know what? If they do, you know what? I have learned the biggest lesson in my life is that we can turn around any day, anytime.
Like on Monday.
Like on Monday.
Mondays fresh start are kind to a week.
Exactly. Right? Mondays are a little hard every once in a while. We were driving in, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
I got up this morning, and I was a little tired. A busy weekend. I know you had an amazingly busy weekend.
I did. I want to say hello to all my friends out there that I met yesterday at A Taste of Camarillo, the Wine and Food Festival. What an incredible job they did out there.
That must have been so much fun.
It was amazing. Just great music, great food, great wine, great beer. I'm telling you, it was and a perfect day.
The weather was amazing.
It was. It was a perfect day.
It wasn't too hot.
And you know what was so cool about it is I love the time 1 to 4 because I got to do about 2 miles in the morning. We walked through our trails out where I live, and just got to exercise, and then just took my shower and then went there. It was a perfect day and still home in time to make a family dinner.
Yeah.
So it was a great time. It was a really good time, and I saw your post
on Facebook on that. You just looked like you were so content and
it
happy.
Was relaxing. Yeah, of course I ate so much.
But that's the day you give yourself permission to.
That's
a
right.
Festival is the day you let go of everything and just eat whatever you want.
It is. And you know what? I just think I want to, do a shout out to the Meadowlark Service League. They did an incredible job
of putting
it all together.
They are an amazing charity.
Yeah, and it's 40 women, I'm telling you.
And they support,
half a dozen causes
locally.
Right, but what a great, I think, and same with, Casa Pacifica, all these great things that people have turned into, it's a win-win. It's all win-win, and that's what I really think we should look at life as a win-win. How can you help somebody and yet get support at the same time?
So you're talking about people who generally have a positive attitude or people who are kind of neutral. They can make the choice to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And there are people who are in the doldrums who have, a disability of some kind, like a depression or an anxiety. We don't want to make them feel bad that they're not choosing those things yet because they have some healing to do.
Definitely. I do want to just remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a really great show for you today. And today we are going to be talking about, we're going to be talking to nutritionist Kimberly Tesmer. And she's going to be talking about, tell me what to eat if I am trying to have a baby. And I'm really, I lost a baby. And, you never know whether the reasons why you lose a child or why you, it was early on. She lived to be 11 months old. But you know what? I'm so important to give them every last every chance that they can.
Opportunity.
Every chance, because there's just so many things that can go wrong when you're, you know, having a baby.
It seems like so many people have it easy. They just, you know, back in the day, you would go to the drive-in movie, and that's how you got pregnant. I mean, it was just...
Is that right?
No. Well, no, not for me. But it seemed like, well, why do, you know, obviously younger people are a bit more fertile, but they can eat whatever they want, hang out with whoever they want, do whatever they want, and boom, they're pregnant. And as you get older, as you move on in life, it becomes a little more, well, you have to pay more attention. Exercise, eat right, be peaceful, you know, try to create a life for yourself that's perfect for a child to come into.
Right. And there's so many, you know, I mean, it's almost like honor your own body and at the same time honor your child that you're going to be having. I mean, that's the biggest gift that you could have in life.
Yeah. Well, and you're having a child on purpose then.
Right.
You're actually focused on consciously thinking. Doing it. Yeah.
And you know what? I want to talk a little bit about being conscious, conscious of the life that you choose.
You know, there's a half a dozen words that go along with that. You know, mindfulness, you know, the meditations, being present, being in the moment. And they get used. And I guess sometimes we feel like they're overused. So we stop hearing them, like mindfulness. But if you're mindfully eating, if you're eating with the intent of creating the perfect atmosphere, an opportunity to grow a child, that's mindfulness.
And you know, stuff still happens. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because truly, I didn't do drugs. I ate really healthy. And here I had a baby that was born with hydrocephalus. Mm-hmm. But
you never
want to
blame the mother.
That I was doing the right thing.
And sometimes nature, I know it's hard for people to believe, but sometimes nature takes care of itself and says, you know what? This isn't viable.
And you know what? You're so right. Because there's been a lot of people that I've gone out and talked to that have lost a baby. And they were like, why did this happen to me? And I felt like wanting to say, it was God's choice.
Yeah, and it's,
and you have to trust this life.
Yeah, and it's so hard because people have a hard time hearing that or feeling it because they're grieving, and you have to honor their grief and not necessarily try to take it away from them. They need to grieve that lost child.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, we have a really great show. You know, it's funny. I like start off on one thing, and but you know what? Everybody, we never know our journey.
You know,
it's just going to happen.
You're smorgasbord of radio.
I know. I am. I love it. And okay, so you're going to be really excited about this. Not only are we going to be talking to Kimberly Tesmer, and her book is Tell Me What to Eat.
If I am trying to conceive, nutrition you can live with.
I love it. I mean, that's really good for anybody. I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you're, because I don't think you're going to have another baby right now, are you, Steve?
No, but I think nutrition for men is just as important.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So we are talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Oh, me? the fact that I love to come in here every Monday and see your smiling face.
You are so sweet.
Motivational Mondays.
Thank
I mean, this
you.
Is great. It's
Thank
it's
you.
A, definitely a reason to get out of bed. But I'm a clinical psychologist. I practice in Westlake Village, and I love doing radio and talking to all the cool, wonderful people that you bring in.
I love it. Yeah. And then we also have at our later part of our show, we have Rob Lerner coming on, and he is a dog behaviorist. And
Do you know how much that overlaps?
I know. I'm serious, you know? So I'm really excited because I want to stop my dogs barking. I love my dogs, but every time that there is even somebody walking by, I want to know about that. So I want you guys to get your questions together. Steve's on the board here. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you're in the area, 639-0008. If you're on Facebook is a question.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on Twitter, well, first of all, Facebook is the Kim Pagano Show, so you can go on there and Facebook us and, you know, talk to us through that. And you can also Twitter us on Kim Pagano Show. So either one of those, I am available to hear so that. And
you
if
you are a media maven.
Ooh, I like that. And even when we're talking to Kimberly, you know, feel free to call. You are never interrupting us. We want you to be a part of our show. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And Kimberly, are you there? Kimberly? Hello?
Go get her.
Kimberly?
I'm here.
There she is.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing good.
Good. So what's your middle name?
Ann.
Everybody's Ann. Everybody's Kimberly Ann. And I'm Kimberly Dawn because I was born at dawn.
<That's>
kind of original, huh? So, all right. So welcome. What a great book. And, you know, I don't know if you heard the first part of our show. I actually lost a baby. I've got four beautiful other children, but I lost a baby that lived to be 11 months old. So this is near and dear to my heart. And I think that we should give our children and our gifts and our blessings in life every opportunity to be as perfect as possible.
Oh, I agree. This book was such of great interest to me because my husband and I went through a lot of problems trying to get pregnant, and you know, we were blessed with one healthy, beautiful little girl, and you know, it's such a blessing, and we're just thankful for that all the time.
And so that was your passion for writing your book?
Yeah, that was definitely part of it, and the other part, you know, being a dietitian, and when I was trying to conceive and we were having problems, I was on a lot of chat rooms and heard so many women with so many different scenarios and things they were trying. And, you know, unfortunately how desperate women can get when they're at that point and they're trying so hard and they can't, you know, they can't get pregnant.
Right. Do you think it's because we try so hard that sometimes, you know, it's almost like if you just let nature take its course?
I mean, you know, after my experience, yeah, I do. I definitely believe that because we, you know, my husband and I went through some of the fertility process and went through some of the, you know, shots and the whole gamut. And when we decided it was just too stressful and it was just too much for us to handle, we needed a break, is when we got pregnant with my daughter. So
it just seems like life is, you know, when you're trying so hard, it's almost like you're kind of putting up a wall, and then when you just live and let go, oh my God, life just kind of follows.
I've heard of people that have gone through fertility treatments and spent enormous amounts of money, you know, trying to do this because they really, really, really wanted to have a family. They wanted to have a baby. And then they finally did, or they adopted, and so all the pressure was off. And 8, 9, 10 months later.
I was just
going
to say, or they adopted, right.
And then 8, 9, 10 months later, they wind up pregnant naturally.
Isn't that weird?
By relaxing and letting go.
You know, one thing I talk about in the book is stress, and that, you know, people don't realize what type of effect stress has on your body and on your hormones and all those things that your body processes. And you know, and how important those things are to become pregnant, and when they are out of balance because of things like stress and bad nutrition and things like that, how much that can actually affect conception.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we're talking to Kimberly Tesmer. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a registered and licensed dietitian.
Where are you at?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
In near Cleveland.
And you've written a few books, right?
Yes. I just had one come out last December, The Completed Eight's Guide to the Mediterranean Diet. That book's doing really well.
Okay.
And I've also got to Tell Me What to Eat If I Have Celiac Disease.
Okay. Book.
And have another one coming out this December on irritable bowel disease.
Inflammatory
bowel disease.
Okay. So we're going to have to get your information because those are all really interesting topics.
Yeah.
So, okay, so talk to us about what, tell me what to eat if I'm trying to conceive.
Yeah, and what's the magic food?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice if there was?
As you're standing on your head, right?
Well, I've heard there's like a magic food for when you want to go into labor. I've heard anecdotally that if you're near your due date and you want to go into labor, you're supposed to eat a particular salad with a certain type of dressing on it. Was it like a... like
Kimberly, is that true?
Well, you know what? There's so many of those for going into labor, for getting pregnant.
Right.
You know, I even talk about some of them in the book because when I was trying to get pregnant, was on all the chat rooms and everything, I heard so many different, you know, scenarios. You know, I eat this. I heard about eating that. And there's so many of those things out there. And unfortunately, there's not been found that there's one food that will magically get you pregnant.
Okay.
But,
so it's a lifestyle choice.
So it's not chocolate, right? Darn it.
It's not French fries.
but it's so much a whole of what you're doing with your lifestyle. And, you know, I think women get to a point where they don't start thinking about that till they actually become pregnant, and they forget that it's so important to do that.
Well, it's like taking the prenatal vitamins. There's a reason they're called prenatal.
Exactly.
But
people don't take them until they find out they're pregnant. You need to be taking them in a year before you get pregnant.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, if you're trying to conceive, if you're actively trying to conceive, it's so important to be taking a prenatal to, you know, to
and
really
folic acid.
Lifestyle to a healthier point with, you know, stress reduction and exercise and good nutrition.
And see your doctor. Yes.
But also, you need to kind of plan your, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, think that, you know, this is the time of their life, right? So they're partying and everything.
Right.
Kind of, is it really important to clean out your body before you start?
Good question.
Well, I mean, it most definitely, you know, is going to help help you to conceive the healthier that you are. But, you know, a lot of, if you're actively trying to conceive, a lot of women don't know right away that they are pregnant. You know, so it's a good thing to, if you're smoking, to stop smoking and to cut back on alcohol and all those types of lifestyle changes.
Right, lifestyle changes. I like that. You need to have a lifestyle change before you think that this is the time that you're going to, you know, maybe start a family. I think it's really important. So for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Kimberly Tesmer, and her book is Tell Me What to Eat If I Am Trying to Conceive, Nutrition You Can Live With. So now, so what is it that we should be eating?
Well, you know, it's just going back to the food groups. And, you know, I'm sure everybody heard about the huge change this past year from the food guide pyramid to the food plate.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just about, you know, going back to all those food groups, going, you know, back to basics, back to the food groups, back to eating your fruits and vegetables and whole grains and staying away from, you know, too much fast food and processed food and, you know, and just eating a healthier diet and making sure that you get food from all of the food groups and a good variety so that you're getting as much of a nutritional impact as possible.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Now, how old do you think it is to be too old to start having a baby?
Well,
that's a tough question.
I know. Yeah, but it's one of your chapters, so that's why we thought.
And you know why I put that in there was because of my personal experience.
Well, I like that you're not afraid to.
I'm 41.
I like that you're not afraid to ask the hard questions. How old is too old? You know, how much should I weigh? I mean, this book is not just like a recipe book for what to eat. This covers all the points, doesn't it?
Right, because there's, you know, women of all ages and all sizes out there trying to get pregnant, and you don't need to be in your 20s, you know. And nowadays, that's just not how life goes for a lot of people.
Well, yeah, especially our children. It seems like they're going to college longer and, you know, living at home longer. So obviously, well, some of them are,
well,
you know.
And I think people should, you know, like the better, longer lasting marriages tend to happen to people who are more mature when they get together and form that bond. So in their later 20s, even early 30s, these marriages have more stability, which is a great environment to raise a child in. You know, a 14-year-old girl might be perfectly fertile, but, you know, my goodness, please
don't
do that.
Yeah,
yeah, her mind is not there
mentally
yet. But by the time her mind is emotionally stable and ready for having children, her ovaries are saying, what's going on here?
Right.
So I just got text a question. Do they need to give up coffee?
Ooh.
Well, caffeine is definitely an issue. It's not that you can't have caffeine, but you need to keep it to a moderate level. When you're pregnant, it's usually around 300 milligrams a day, which is probably about two good cups of coffee. So you want to
or one Starbucks.
parameters when you're trying to conceive as well. So yes, most definitely that's something to look at, especially, you know, there's some women out there that are real coffee drinkers and it's coffee all day long, and you'd be shocked at the amount of caffeine that adds up to.
Wow.
Does it matter what a man eats?
Oh, really? That's a great question.
Yeah. And I definitely go through that in the book, because there's a lot of vitamins and minerals that are really important. You know, obviously they're all important, but for men, for example, zinc is really important for good sperm health. And so there's definitely a lot of issues for them too, is, you know, and that goes for alcohol and caffeine and all those types of things. They also need to live a healthier lifestyle and not just think, well, that's, you know, that's her job.
Well, a lot of people believe that, you know, all I have to do is show up and then, the, you know, your woman takes the vitamins and takes care of herself. But a man needs to reduce his alcohol intake and,
it's, you know, a partnership.
It is, and it should be.
Right. And, you know, when it comes to fertility issues, a good percentage, when a couple can't get pregnant, there's a good percentage that of that, that the chances that it's the male and not the female. So, you know, it just, it goes both ways.
So what would you recommend to everybody? I mean, kind of give us what you've learned through your journey.
Well, I would definitely recommend taking a good look at your lifestyle to begin with, to look at your body weight. You know, are you overweight or underweight? Because even underweight is, can be an issue.
Sure.
You know, the goal is to try to get to a healthy weight, not an ideal weight, but just something that's in a healthy range. And the book talks a lot about that and how you can get to that point if you're not at that point. But, you know, take a look at your entire lifestyle, your exercise, your nutritional intake, your body weight, your stress, you know, your stressor, everyday stressors in your life. You need to take a look at everything on a whole and what you're doing. And you don't need to change everything all at one time, but any change you make for the better is going to help. So just making changes one step at a time, and if it just means, you know, if you don't exercise at all and it means walking twice a week around the block with your dog, that's a positive.
Okay, so, that's great. You know, and what would be the magic food that people don't know enough about?
That's hard to say, you know, because there really isn't, unfortunately, a magic food. But
okay, so what would be the most thing to be concerned about? Let's just say that.
I would say making sure, because this is probably the one thing a lot of people don't incorporate enough, and that's fruits and vegetables, because they are so full of vitamins and minerals. You know, and without those, you're cutting back, you know, so much nutrient intake out of your diet. So,
and you can eat more quantity of fruits and vegetables than you can of processed foods, because processed foods are calorie dense.
Exactly.
So you can feel fuller longer.
Right, and anything that comes out of the ground or, you know, off a tree. And it really, it just goes back to basic.
Yeah.
Our life is so basic.
Yeah.
We have all the answers.
There's no pill for it.
There isn't, you know. Well, I love this, and I really feel that this adds value to our life. And I'd love you to stay on so Steve can get all your information. And can you go on my Facebook and share this with everybody? Because I would love to share you.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
that.
And that is the Kim Pagano Show. And so we've been talking to Kimberly Tesmer. And she is a nutritionist, and her book is "Tell Me What to Eat If I Am If I Am Trying to Conceive," and nutrition you can live with. So this isn't just when you're gonna conceive, but it's for the rest of your life, right?
Right. That's most. That's for sure, because the lifestyle changes that you make are hopefully be permanent through trying to get pregnant, through pregnancy, and when you realize how much better it makes you feel. Hopefully that you'll
continue it on. All right. I love it. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Stay on with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. You like that? Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And what's your topic that you said you kind of wanted to talk about?
You know what? Let's tease a little bit. But when you drop a pebble into a pond, it makes circles.
Ooh.
Right? And how far out do those circles go?
I love it. I love it. And then also we've got Rob Lerner coming in, and we're going to be talking about dog behaviors. And he's a dog behaviorist.
So a lot of overlap there.
I know. But I think it's all good. So
yeah, it is.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano, and if you Kim Pagano
show.
And if you have any questions or any comments, please give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We'll talk to you right now in a couple minutes. Stay with us.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we just had Rob Lerner, a dog behaviorist, join us, also with his dog, Sunny. So you always travel with your dogs?
Well, I take them as many places as I can. They love it. They love to go with you, and the dogs like to be with you.
They do. They're like our best friends, aren't they? I love that. So anyways, we're going to be talking to Rob in a little bit, and if anybody has any questions and or any, you know, things that they've just been, you know, wondering about their dogs or their animals or something that they're, you know, it's just kind of bugging them. He is a dog trainer and has tons of experience, I could tell. You could just see it. But anyways, so give us a call here at 805-639-0008, or you can Facebook us, and you know, Steve will be right on that.
That's right. Facebook us, any questions, and we'll get some answers for you.
And that is the Kim Pagano Show. Yeah. So Steve, okay, you teased us a little bit. So talk to us.
I had an amazing experience this weekend. I went to my high school reunion.
Oh, that's right.
And we are an interesting motley crew. We actually had an all-year reunion from our school. It's a very small school. It's kind of like continuation high school. And all of us who were there had, you know, some troubles at other schools before we got there. And the teachers were just amazing people. And so here it is, 28 years later, and we all get together, and we got our principal to come out from Virginia, Roberta Hargis. And then we also got one of our teachers, Frederick W. Funk III, who was an English and math teacher.
Why him? Was he your favorite?
You know what? He was my favorite teacher. He laid the foundations for, you know, just the way I think about things, because he was such a unique person. He never yelled in the classroom. He never demanded respect. He commanded respect.
Ooh, you just gave me chills.
He never signed my senior yearbook, because you know how people are at
graduation. So did you have him sign it 28 years?
Did.
Of course you did, Steve.
And he wrote in there, isn't it amazing how big of an impression a little pebble dropped into a lake can be? That the kernels of wisdom that he dropped in the lakes of our minds, I was able to reflect back to him 28 years later, and he was amazed that I remembered the lessons that he taught us.
And, you know, before we started this morning, you had said, you know, you had gone through some rocky times, right?
Yeah, I was a troubled teenager.
Okay, and which, there's a lot of us out there, right?
Yeah.
And but when you finally came out.
Yeah.
All the lessons that he had taught you were right there.
I was able to tell him that. That's what felt so good. I was able to say, Fred, you know, it may not have appeared that I was listening to you as an unruly teenager. I respected you, but I was off doing my own thing. I wasn't trying to live the life you were showing us. I was just partying. But all those years later, when I pulled my head out of you-know-where, all of his lessons were laid out before me like a roadmap. And not just him, all the other teachers, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, the preachers, you know, everybody in my life, every adult who ever took the time to try to give me a kernel of wisdom. It might have appeared that I wasn't listening, but the seeds were planted. So when I came out of my debauchery, when I put my life together, I had the roadmap for success. I knew exactly what to do. I knew how to work hard. I knew how to apply myself. I knew how to use willpower and how to lean on people when I didn't have enough willpower to get the help that I needed.
That is so important.
Yeah.
What a huge, I mean, really, that's big. And that's what you want. That was your support team.
Yeah, and this teacher is a rock star in my mind. I don't get starstruck around anybody. I've met many, many Hollywood types and rock and roll people. I've met celebrities from all walks of life. And I never really get starstruck. I don't ask for autographs. But here was my, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th grade English teacher.
He made an impression
in
your life.
I had goosebumps when he walked into the room. And I ran up to him with my yearbook and said, autograph my yearbook, will you?
Wow.
I mean, he made an impact. And he made an impact by being just a genuine human being.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I love that
absolutely.
Story. I love that. If anybody has any stories that are just like that and you want to share it with us, those are like imprints in our life, you know. There was teachers, and I have to just say, both my parents really made an impression in my life,
that's
you know.
Nice.
And my grandmother was somebody that, you know, to this day I say stories that they've talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, no, while we're on the subject of parents, I have to wish my parents a happy 30th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
I think they're listening in Santa Barbara.
Ah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
All right.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool. And you know what? Like I do on Mondays, I want to offer the listeners a free session with me.
There you go.
Any topic you want to talk about, life coaching, you know, parent coaching, motivation, just putting your life in a perspective that maybe I can be a catalyst. Maybe I can share a story or two from my journey.
And let me tell you, he's got stories.
I got some stories.
He does. That's kind of how you teach a little bit.
I do. I like parables. I like metaphors. It seems to make a different type of an impression rather than say, you know, give you a recipe or a formula for overcoming your anxiety here, you know.
Okay, so they can call up here at 805-639-0008. We'll take your name. And do you want to take, the fifth caller?
Sure, sounds good.
Fifth caller. Steve's waiting.
For a session with Dr. Stephen
Locked
Trudeau.
And loaded, ready for the phones to
Okay, I know, there
All
you
right
go.
Then.
All right, so we've got Rob Lerner. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, my gosh, I remember years ago, when I was taking an interview for the Los Angeles Police Department, my entry level, Oral, they said, tell us a little something about yourself.
Oh, God. 3 days a year. Uh-oh. <hold on. laughs> We're done at 9 o'clock. Well,
at that time, I was thinking, oh, my God, what do I do now? But then I thought, what an opportunity. I can tell them everything I want them to know.
Isn't that amazing?
And I can leave all the bad stuff out, so I don't have to go where a doctor did here and talk about all the faux pas of growing up.
Yeah.
No,
but it's a recovery process.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm currently living my passion.
And how cool is that?
Yeah, training dogs, working with dogs. I retired from the city of Los Angeles after a 27-year career with the LAPD.
Nice.
And I started working with my dog, and I trained him. My neighbor said, why don't you go offer your services to the animal shelter? You're good at training dogs.
Okay.
So about 10 years ago, I started doing that and got credentialed after many hundreds of hours of doing an outreach program that I started mm-hmm. with the shelter. Where
which animal shelter?
This is Agoura Animal Shelter, one
Love
of the LA
place.
County. Yeah, isn't it a great place?
It is a great
the
place.
The other shelters call it the spa. Well, we have great community support. And
is it a no-kill?
It's not a no-kill, but I will tell you this.
How do we get that?
Well, I'll tell you why. There are animals that are liabilities that come into our shelter that if they were adopted, they could hurt somebody, and we can't have anybody injured or killed.
Yeah.
So they have dominant breed dogs have to pass the temperament test.
Mm-hmm.
And that's set up by the county, and if they pass it, they're available for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then they are a liability, and they could injure somebody. Oh. The only other dogs that are euthanized there are dogs that are old and infirm, people that bring their dogs in, and even then we try to save them. So we do a fabulous job of keeping the number of euthanasia down. Mm-hmm. By virtue of the massive amount of volunteer hours that are turned in by...
Yeah, well, I was noticing that when I was there, and I've been there many, many times. The amount of volunteers is staggering.
Yeah.
And they all treat the dogs well. I mean, they're not just housed in cages, come by and pick one off the shelf. They're played with.
Oh, yeah, they're taken out and walked twice a day.
Yeah.
Some of us are trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are dog walkers. Some of us work with behavior. Some of us work with the medical conditions the dog have.
And how do you become a, how do you get to be able to help there, a volunteer there?
Oh, it's really tough. You make an application.
Yeah.
And then you go through a 4-hour class that's put on by the county, and then you shadow a more experienced volunteer.
Nice.
Now, not to belittle anybody that's doing this, but the cats also have volunteers.
Aww.
Okay, so I don't want to leave the cats out.
No, I don't either. Yeah, so
cats are just as important to many
definitely.
Many people.
Definitely, I know. Yeah, but are they trainable? Are cats trainable? They kind of are very smart.
Actually, you wouldn't believe the number of animals that you can train.
Really?
You know, dolphins, chickens, pigs, potbelly pigs, horses. Every animal that has a brain, if you can work in, and they have feelings, you can work mm-hmm. in, you can actually train them.
Because I have to tell you, I have two cats. I have two dogs, but I have two cats. I have 2.5 dogs, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because their dog is over at our house a lot, and I just love it. And it's a pit bull.
It's a pit bull, and it's from the Agoura Animal Shelter.
And it is, exactly.
That's,
I got mine
from the Agoura Animal Shelter,
right.
And you remember, he was there for 5 months, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not euthanized.
Right. And
that's right.
You know
good
what?
Dog.
It is a great dog.
Yeah.
Oh, just sweetest dog you can. But my cats are very, very smart, and they have such a personality. One is named Snuggles, and one is Velvet. And I'm telling you, Velvet's kind of a little standoffish, but she likes to be pet. Snuggles, oh my God, she'll just crawl up in anybody's arms, you know? So, I do not want to forget the cats.
Right, and we don't want to. But getting back to your question about training animals, you know, I have a 4-step process, and animals need, first of all, you have to communicate.
Right.
You have to understand what the animal's telling you, so you know how to communicate to the animal. Then you have to motivate. You have to find out what motivates the animal. Now, you're a doctor, so you're probably very familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs and values.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dogs, you know, most animals vibrate at the lowest level of survival, food, water, and shelter.
Yeah.
And
love.
Yes, and not getting and not being killed.
Yeah.
You know, by some, you know, other animal. So when we work with dogs, we have to communicate. We have to motivate. Motivation for dogs is normally food.
Yeah.
Okay, many people try to train without treats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can train a dog without treats. I will tell you that. But if your boss came up to you and said, hey, you're doing a bang-up job, Steve, and appreciate your effort, that's really nice. And you say, thanks, boss. But if he said, hey, doing a bang-up job, Steve, appreciate your effort, here's a bonus check.
Here's a $100 bill.
Yeah, there you go, okay? So that motivates you.
It does,
okay?
Yeah, a little
and more stimulation. With dogs, it's treats. So you use what works.
You know, I was worried when I took my dog to training class. When I first got him, I took him to puppy training and went through a local pet store. And it worked out really well. But there was a part of me that said, do I literally have to carry a pouch with liver in it for the rest of my life?
No, you don't.
No, you wean them off treats.
But what I also found was I ran out of those expensive little liver treats one time.
Yeah.
And so in a pinch, I grabbed a handful of Cheerios.
Okay.
And I will tell you, my Australian Shepherd will do anything for a single Cheerio.
Well, there you go. You've just communicated and motivated. No, that's true. Just like Sonny here, he'll do just about anything for...
It's a symbol.
For a bottle cap. I mean, it doesn't even have to be food.
I mean, the food is food, but it's not satisfying to them.
Right.
It's a symbol that we get each other. You're a provider of food, and I need what you got in your hand there, which is that little thing, that little morsel, and it tells me you love me and you're caring for me.
And they're so unconditional.
Oh, unbelievable.
They are so unconditional.
But I heard something a while back on a radio broadcast and said, you know, if you can go to bed without the use of sleep aids, if you can wake up happy every day, if you can love everybody no matter what their race, creed, color, ethnic background, origin, economic status, and it goes on and on about all these things, says then you might just be as good as your dog.
You just might be a dog.
I love that. I love that. You know, I just got Facebooked a question.
Cool.
Is what about somebody that their dog barks all the time?
Okay.
I mean, just
incessant barking.
Well,
incessant
if somebody's
barking,
walking by,
incessant.
If
yeah.
you think somebody's at the door, you know, you're trying to answer the door, that kind of thing.
That's
probably
a very good question. Okay. There is a process, a procedure for removing or for eliminating barking in dogs. And the simple version is the dog is trying to tell you something. That's how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the forms they communicate. A lot of people try and do the quick fix, which is incorrect. It's a shock collar, an e-collar, and every time or a citronella collar. Every time the dog barks, he gets punished, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like shocking a bird every time he tweets. You know, birds communicate by tweeting, and dogs communicate by barking.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to tell you something. What you have to do is figure out what it is, and if you need to counter condition and desensitize them to whatever the stimulus is, be it a person walking by or a car going by or the UPS man, there's a procedure. And you educate the dog, which is step 3. Communicate, motivate, educate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting a bark collar on a dog, no matter what form, citronella or any other punishment, it's not really fair to punish a dog for something that you haven't educated him to.
Okay.
So let's educate the dog.
So how would you? I mean, is that something we could, is a simple?
Absolutely, but it takes longer for me to explain it than time I have on the show.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
But yes, people can get a hold of a credentialed dog trainer. There's a website you can go to that have, you know, handouts that I use with my clients on, you know, how to, you know, curb incessant barking.
And people need to know that there's different reasons for that. Like, I had a neighbor whose dog would just bark in the backyard just for the sake of whatever was going on. I believe the dog was bored out of his mind.
Well, there you go. That's number 4.
Yeah.
Stimulate.
Yeah.
Motivate, communicate, motivate, educate, and stimulate. The dogs need 3 things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mental, social, and physical stimulation.
So having a dog is a responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just
a live being.
Yeah, just somebody to lay in my lap is what I wanted, but I have a responsibility to that animal.
And, Steve, you actually just mentioned a really good point, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau and also Rob Lerner, and he is a trainer for animals, basically, right?
Dogs,
and
specifically.
Okay. And, you know, not only do we want love, but they need it, too. And so they need to be walked. They need to be fed. They need to be groomed, you know, all those kind of things that, you know, it's kind of when somebody adopts a dog, because when I was younger, I remember that, you know, friends would go, oh, I'm going to get this dog. And then a couple weeks later, where's your dog? Oh, it didn't work out. I'm like, really?
Well, they wanted a fashion accessory.
Yeah. And so that's really sad. So when you take that responsibility, that's a lifetime. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, lifetime for the dog or the cat. Yeah. I mean, 14 years,
right.
15 years.
Yeah.
Dog's entire life.
I mean, but really, you really need to think long and hard. Is this something that I can fit into my lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, too many people, just they have it in their heart. They want to adopt a dog or they want to save a dog, but they don't know what to do once they get the dog home. Mm-hmm. So you need to contact a qualified professional. They can be reached on the APDT website. It's Association of Pet Dog Trainers.
Oh, wow.
And it's APDT.com. And if you run a trainer search and click on certified trainers only, because unfortunately anybody can hang a shingle out and say they're a dog trainer.
Oh,
yeah.
I could.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're a dog trainer.
Yeah. I had a dog once, so I'm a trainer.
Right. Just like people that say, I've owned dogs all my life. And I say, great. You drive a car? Yeah. Can you rebuild a carburetor?
Right.
Mm. Just because you drive one, you know where the gas goes, doesn't mean you can really work on it.
And so. Some breeds are easier than others. Some breeds naturally fit into our particular lifestyle. And so we think we're brilliant, homeowner trainer or dog owner trainers.
Right.
When in reality, the dog just happened to perfectly fit your personality and your family lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But if you get a dog that's outside of that, then you wouldn't necessarily be able to use the same skills. Each breed of dog requires a little bit different type of training.
Absolutely. And the first thing I said was communicate.
Communicate.
So you have to be able to read the dog's body language. What is he telling you? And if you don't read dogs, that's how dogs communicate. Unfortunately, they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most humans don't speak dog.
Well, I don't know. I know a couple people.
So you have to watch the dog because dogs, that's how they communicate with each other.
Yeah.
But most people wouldn't know you're a general checkout from a puffy flu. So how do they communicate with the dog?
I just got another question. What kind of dog is Sunny?
Sunny is an English Yellow Lab.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful. Those big eyes are so beautiful.
If you go to my website, you'll see some pictures of him winning the 100th episode reunion party on the Dog Whisperer show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I rehabilitated dog for the show, and so he was eligible to be in the talent contest.
Oh, wow.
So if you go to my website, which is fulfillyourdog.com, F-U-L-F-I-L-L, yourdog.com.
I'm
you can see
pictures.
Oh, you'll see some interesting pictures, too. When I went to I'm part of the National Disaster Animal Response Team, NDART, and go around the country doing animal search and rescue.
Mm.
So the Humane Society in 2005 sent me to New Orleans to do some rescue after Katrina, and there's some amazing pictures of some dogs there that we saved. Oh my God, emaciated dogs and pictures you really wouldn't see anywhere else, but they're on my website.
Wow, that's incredible. So now, is there a certain dog for a different kind, like better dogs for kids and better dogs for older families, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And it's not so much just the breed of the dog, because people come in, they say, I've heard Aussie Shepherds are really intelligent. Yes, they are. And how old are you? 80 years old? Oh, great. Because not only they're really intelligent, but they're high energy dogs.
High energy.
So what we need, and the age of the dog is important. So when you come to the shelter, we don't just try to figure out we don't try to figure out just get you a dog, get the dog out the door. We want to match the energy level of your home life with the dog that you want to adopt.
I think that's so important.
Critically important.
We've had golden retrievers, and I lost,
dog.
In fact, that's another question I'm going to have for you, but a lot of energy when they're really young, and then afterwards they kind of mellow out and they're great dogs, but great dogs for children.
Yeah,
and
there are
families.
Better dogs. Yes, absolutely. And it's not just the breed of the dog, but the individual dog. Some dogs are not good with children.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is because, most of it is because dogs have a socialization period. Anybody listening out there that has puppies, it's critically important that by 15 weeks of age, this dog does a 12 by 12, and that's 12 different things every day for 12 weeks.
Mm.
The dog has to be on different surfaces. He has to meet old people and people in wheelchairs and young children and males and females and men with hats and beards and people on walkers.
Postmen
and UPS people and all the places you can take him that's safe for a young puppy.
Wow.
But by 15, weeks 5 to 15 is their socialization period.
Mm-hmm.
Anything they don't have after that can be just rehabilitation.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Like my Aussie is a wonderful dog. Love him to death. He does bark a lot at the door when, you know, the UPS guy comes and things like that.
Right.
Mostly greetings and warnings.
Right.
I can read him. I just haven't figured out quite how to get him to stop. But I tried to take him to my therapy office. I thought he would make a great therapy dog because he's so friendly. But he's constantly trying to alert me to anybody outside the room. So if anybody's in the lobby, he's boofing. He's which isn't good for therapy. So I had to say, you know what? You're not a therapy dog. You get to go home and be our family dog. And recognizing what his temperament was, recognizing what he was capable of naturally doing. And could I have trained him? Possibly, but it seemed like a lot of effort for something that he really didn't want to do.
Well, Aussie Shepherds are just wicked smart.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You know, now, what about all the dog parks? Do you think those are good?
You know, there have been so much written about dog parks. I tell people dog parks, my clients, I say it's the necessary evil. Remember, dogs need three things every day, and one of them is social stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have better than dog parks would be if you have friends with dogs, neighbors with dogs, families, and you can have play dates with dogs that you know that are dog friendly, great. Short of that, where are you going to go? You can go to a class or you can go to a dog park.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's good for your friends to bring their dogs over and let them all just hang out and play together?
Absolutely.
I've got four dogs
at my house right now. I've got Sunny, and then I've got a dog I'm fostering who I'm rehabilitating, a very fearful dog, and then we're boarding a couple clients' dogs. And they're all there at the house. I took a nice video of them in their little sleeping beds and crates last night in the bedroom.
They need their vaccinations before they socialize, right?
Yes.
And there was another thing. I think it's called Bordetella.
Bordetella. Right.
And that's a...
it's to prevent kennel cough.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the other thing is you go to the dog park. Most of the people are very responsible, but it's a self-enforcing dog park.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody doing something wrong... You know, like having more than three dogs or, you know, not picking up the dog poop that their dog leaves. You know, you can alert them to it, but there's really nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the rules are there just so for future liability. Like if something happens, you say, well, your dog did this, and that's against the rule right there. So
I've had a fairly good experience with the dog parks.
I've had wonderful experiences. Sonny used to go 6 days a week when he's a puppy. He loved it, and he met 1,000 dogs. My suggestion is this. If you're going to go to the dog park, set the dog up for success. Go at a time where many people aren't going. That would be midweek, midday, and the hotter it is, the better.
Mm.
It was an old Johnny Carson, gig they used to do. It said, it was so hot in Burbank, and the whole audience said, how hot was it? So I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking.
So, I love it.
Go to the dog park when there's not a lot of chaos in the dog park, and you don't go at 5 or 6 in the afternoon when people are getting home from work. The dogs have been cooped up all day, no mental stimulation at all. They're on the end. They say, come on, let's go to the dog park. The dog goes, yeah, dog park! And he goes running in there, and the next thing you know, there's a fight.
Wow. Oh, so what about, we have a couple minutes left, dog food.
Dog food. Oh, my God, health and nutrition.
Yeah.
My feeling is this, all raw food and dog food, that's frozen food, and there are many brands, Primal, Oma's Pride, Bravo, Nature's Variety, Northwest Naturals, these are all sold frozen at specialty dog food, specialty health food stores, dog stores.
Yeah.
And those are all like shopping at Whole Foods Market. It's the best you can give your dog, just like Whole Foods has organic meats and fruits and vegetables.
Sure.
Okay. Then you've got kibble.
Mm-hmm.
Kibble is like fast food. Okay, for dogs, it's processed.
All kibble?
All kibble is processed. It's heated, which means it kills the natural and digestive enzymes.
The common wisdom is we've been told their dog needs that for their dental health. The crunchy is what gets them.
Yeah, you can give them raw bones for that. You can give them a raw non-weight-bearing bone, like a raw rib bone.
Wow.
Okay, even raw chicken, as long as it's not cooked.
Okay.
And vets will tell you something different than I'm telling you. That's fine. You can read a book called The Barf Diet by Dr. Ian Billinghurst. BARF is an acronym for biologically appropriate raw food, or bones and raw food, if it's easy to remember.
Because they are mini wolves, right?
Yeah. Well, they used to be. But kibble is processed. So it's like fast food. Well, there's your higher end fast food, say like Pollo Loco or Panda Express, and then there's your lower end fast foods. I don't want to, something that, not prepared well. So you've got your higher end kibbles, which are better foods. And there are some good brands that you may or may not have heard of. Origin, Great Life, these different specialty foods that are processed but higher quality. And then there's your lower end stuff that they sell at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you buy anything from the supermarket, you know, you're just not nourishing your dog.
What about dry food versus dog dry food versus wet food?
Wet food. Well, wet food has just got more water in it. It all depends on what's going in the can. That's why I recommend raw food. Okay, you'll know what's in there, and you can read if you get a look at a packet from Northwest Naturals, and it tells you there's watermelon and romaine lettuce and garlic and inulin and all these good things that are in there, and no BHA, BHT, or ethoxyquin. Then you know, as a preservative, no cancer causing agents.
Great.
Then that's the best thing you can get. So nourish your dog. Why? You said a lifetime commitment for a dog is about 15 years. Well, They degenerate a lot quicker than we do. So you don't want to pay the vet for degenerative diseases that could be prevented in their life.
Yeah.
You can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Everything's like that in life, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Gosh, well, this has been, I'd love to have you back because there's just so much
God,
more.
I love your
that
energy,
we,
man.
I do too.
Well, this is my passion.
Yeah,
and you
apparently.
Know what? And really, that's what I talk about on my show all the time. The Kim Pagano Show is when you're living your passion, you're having fun, and life is just easy. You know, it really is. And so where can everybody, I know you have a couple things coming up. You've got a community support night at Claim Jumpers, right?
Claim Jumper in Thousand Oaks on August 10th is a support. It's a fundraiser for Malibu Pet Companions. And what Malibu Pet Companions does, let me briefly tell you, it's run by the volunteers, some of the volunteers at the Aguirre Shelter. And what they do is take care of any type of medical problems that the county dogs that come into the shelter have that are not covered under the county policy. So if a dog is hit by a car, he's got a broken leg, the county would likely euthanize the dog. Malibu Pet Companions will step in, contract it with a vet, and they will pay for the dog to be fixed.
Wonderful charity.
Yeah, wow, it is. And they also have another one called Friends of Homeless Animals. FOHA takes care of everything that's not covered by, that's not medical. So we have, you know, when I said the shelter was the spa, we have mist air for the dogs in the summer, like outdoor air conditioning. We have artificial turf yards so they can't dig in the yards and they're beautiful and they can remain clean and germ free. We have a real room that's air conditioned where we can do dog introductions with people that simulates a living room. I mean, all of these things were paid for by Friends of Homeless Animals.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And if you can, we'll get all your information and I'll post a couple things on my website for you and on my Facebook.
Yay.
Dr. Stephen Trudeau, thank you again.
Love to be here.
Give your phone number and we'll post
that. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, it's 805-794-7270.
Okay, great. And we did have a winner. We will post that on Facebook.
Awesome.
And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is, life may not be the party we hoped for, but while we are here, we might as well dance.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love it.
So thank you.
Great
all
way
right.
to start the week.
We have had an incredible time. For any reason you missed any part of our show, remember to listen this afternoon from 3 to 4, and I will talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to my show, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I thank you. Have a really great day, and go do something nice for yourself and someone else and for a pet. Let's
take your dog for a walk.
There you go. The simple pleasures.
Let him sniff everything.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.